Thank you so much. His reaction is very simple. President Babo made that declaration as the president of Cote d'Ivoire. President Ouattara is just saying, as long as President Babo, former President Babo, will not recognize that he has lost election and the new democratically elected president is Alassane Ouattara, he will not consider anything Babo is saying. So we are not concerned about this setting up of an evaluation committee. Second, the evaluation committee as members, institution and people from the international community. But the international community, through the United Nations, the European Union, the African Union, and ECOWAS, has already voiced out that Alassane Ouattara has won. What evaluation there is to be done? Most of them have instructed Babo to leave peacefully the country so that Alassane Ouattara can stand and manage this country. He refused. Instead, people marching peacefully toward the radio and TV station to ask for their right of information. He has killed them like animals, mass graves, killings in the night. We are counting now more than 200 deaths, more than 1,000 people injured, more than 7 people arrested in different places. And still, this is continuing. So how can someone like that ask for any evaluation committee? We don't understand what's, you know, going on. So we don't take in account whatever he's saying. We're just asking for him to leave and let Alassane Ouattara run this country.
Minister Achi, we had reports that the army that is backing Laurent Gbagbo has blocked access to where you are at the hotel. How are you holding up so far?
So far, really not problem. He really blocked the true access of the hotel. As far as food and the medical supply, the United Nations special representative here has worked out a way to bring food and medical supply. So we have not any problem. Our concern is not the Gulf Hotel. So our concern is the people outside panicking, not sleeping anymore at the house, changing cars, going in the interior of the country, not knowing what's going to happen in the next few days, threatened by armed people, militia from Liberia and Angola. They don't know what's going on. The whole country is upside down. This is what is really at stake.
Supporters of Laurent Gbagbo keep saying that the laws of the land should be respected and that the Electoral Commission does not necessarily have the last say when it comes to electoral matters. How is Alassane Ouattara's reaction to some of these statements coming from the camp of Laurent Gbagbo?
Dear brother, this issue is so important that I would like you to give me a few minutes to really say something about it.
Go ahead.
For once and for good. The electoral law says that the Constitutional Court and the President of the Constitutional Council should look at all the irregularities that are brought up to him. If these irregularities are so much that they might change the result proclaimed by the Electoral Committee, then he should say elections are null and call for new elections. If he finds that the irregularities that are brought up to him cannot change the result proclaimed by the Electoral Committee, then he should approve the result that are brought to him. Now, this gentleman realized that the irregularities that were brought to him, he thinks, could change the results of the election. Now, he didn't go and say that these elections were null and call for the new election. He said all the region where the Babo people said that there were irregularities, I am going to say that all the votes coming from this region are null. Up to 600,000 1,000 votes. And I'm going to say that if we take away and we discard the 600,000 votes, then Gbagbo has won, and I proclaim that Gbagbo is the winner. That has nothing to do with the Constitution and the electoral law. You know, this is the way in Africa. When a dictator is there and wants to stay, he puts on the Constitutional Court his brother and his family member. Whatever the Electoral Committee will say, when it gets to the Supreme Court, then he is the only and last person to talk. Whatever has the number, he will always say that the dictator has won. That's what he did. Against the law of Cote d'Ivoire and the Constitution, he said that Gbagbo has won. Now, because we were fearing that something like that would happen, when they went to Pretoria for talks, both parties, political parties, asked for a third independent party to say, if we do not agree between the Electoral Committee and the Constitutional Court, the Supreme Court, then the third party, who is the special representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations, will give him all documents of the vote, and he will count himself. And he will be the last person we will hear if we do not agree, both of us. That's what happened. The Electoral Committee said, we have counted Gbagbo as one. The President of the Constitutional Court say, no, I need to discard all these votes because Gbagbo said they are irregularities. And if we discard them, then Gbagbo has won. Then the representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations say, okay, since I'm the third independent party, I have accounted all votes. I have taken into account all irregularities brought up to me and to the Constitutional Court brought by Gbagbo's people. When I take into account all the irregularities and added even 20% to them, Alassane has still won. So the irregularities do not change the result. Now, who is talking about national things, not national things? You have to speak to the world. When you commit yourself to something, then you have to agree. You know, Gbagbo during all this time saying, I am here, I stay. Now, you saw that all the international community, even African Union and ECOWAS, very rapidly agreed, all of them, that Alassane Ouattara has won. It's not because Alassane Ouattara is powerful. It's because no one wants this to happen anymore. Next year, in 2011, 22 elections are going to take place in Africa. Now, if we let something like Gbagbo, somebody like Gbagbo, do what he's doing, do you think anyone will agree with the result of the election? All head of state holding election will say they have won. So this is a case that we should not play with. You win, you manage the country. You lose, you leave. All head of state and politicians in Africa have to know that. And all the international community move like one person in the Cote d'Ivoire case because they want it to be a case that will never somebody should forget.
Minister Achi, the heads of state and government in West Africa, that is ECOWAS, is supposed to meet on Friday. What are the expectations of your president about the outcome of this emergency meeting?
I mean, the expectation is that everybody has talked to Gbagbo to step down because he lost election. They came up with sanctions. They did everything they could do. Gbagbo still stays. He want to stay. He want to stay. Because he has part of the army. He has the state media. He doesn't want to leave. Now, what do we do now? People are innocent people who go out in the street to rally. They are killed like animals. Now, you have to do something with these people. You cannot let that move on. So now the international community and the last ECOWAS meeting that said that Alassane Ouattara won gave 3 days to Gbagbo to leave, to step down. Now we're more than 6 days. They have to meet and see what they are going to do with this guy because he doesn't even take phone calls from Sarkozy or even from Obama. Obama will call, he say he doesn't pick up the phone. Now what do you do with somebody like that? We left alone with him, unarmed. You know, that's what happened to many places in Africa. We have to know in this continent that words mean words, that you have to commit to what our population have decided. So I hope that in this meeting in ECOWAS, people will finally decide that if the need of military forces is necessary, then they should use military forces to remove this guy, so that everybody will know that never again a head of state in Africa should do something like that and act against his own people, population.
Minister Achi, what do you think is the best way to resolve this ongoing crisis?
The best way was to talk to this guy so that he could understand that it's time to leave. Really, he has lost. Everybody says he has lost. No one is against him. But if he loves his country, he should leave. Now, if he doesn't leave and he keeps on killing people like that, then he is a real danger to his country. Then whatever means could be used, talks, sanction, military action should be taken to remove him for the sake of the nation and of the people.